there was
Blog Talk Radio.
Tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. A tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. A tether off, we're gonna tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. A tether off, we're gonna tether.
I had for an hour.
I said, I've been here for 20 minutes already. So I said, God killed me. And the dude comes out, the manager comes out, and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. We're going to take care of that and get it to you right. I said, no, bro, I don't have time. I need a refund so I can go. And he said, yeah, man, I'm so sorry, bro. Next time you come, I said, next time I come, I said, bruh, look here, man. I done came to this establishment 4 times. Every time I come, there is some type of discrepancy. I said, now, you know, I had to get on my soapbox, right? I said, all these restaurants down here, and I choose to come to the black-owned business to support. And every time I've come here, this is what's happened. I said, the Chick-fil-A down the street, has been open for 3 weeks. I've gone there 3 times. I never had to wait more than 5 minutes for my meal. I said, the deli zone, the deli, right up the street. I've gone there working numerous locations in this area. I've never had to wait like this for my food. I said, now, thing you'll say is, you know, when this place shuts down, the first thing you'll say is, well, we didn't get the support that, you know, is needed to maintain and keep our business afloat. No, bruh.
Right.
No. I said, you don't deserve support. You know what I mean? You don't deserve support at all. I said, this is the reason why businesses go under. And I didn't even say black businesses. I said businesses. This is the reason why businesses go under. Because you guys are there in the back streets, the girl working the grill, the guy working the grill. And you know, Treats, when things not right, you notice certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
The dude that's supposed to be preparing the food, Treats, this Bama is in a full-out shoot. He's eating something. Yeah, over top of people's food. And I'm not saying something dropped out of his mouth because I didn't see that. But the chance of that happening was too great for, too high for my risk, okay? That's one of them. The girl working the grill, preparing the hamburgers, she's talking to the manager about SpongeBob, Inky in the Brain, everything, while she's supposed to be cooking. And he's the manager, and he's indulging in this conversation with this young lady. So I said, you know what? You guys have made all the money that you want to make down here, so I'm going to go ahead and step off. I'm going to just go ahead and leave. So he come up to me, Trees, come up during the refund, talking about, yeah, man, you know, I'm sorry about that, bro. We just, you know, we changed the grease on. I said, bro, what time do you open? He said, 10 o'clock. I said, okay, as the manager, you should have been here at 9 o'clock in the morning changing that grease.
And changed that grease.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I understand it's easier to change grease while it's hot. I get that. But if you would have came in here at 9 in the morning, by 9:15, 9:30, that grease would have been hot enough for you to change, and you wouldn't have lost money today. And he said, yeah, man, you know, it's just been a hectic time, bruh, and this and that and that third. And I'm like, look, I don't have time to wait for the food. So I damn sure enough don't have any time to hear your sob story. You know, I came in here for chicken tenders and french fries, not excuses and BS. And he looked at me, he said, man, if you just come back and give us another opportunity. I said, bruh, this is what I'm telling you, man. I said, I came in here one time and things weren't right. You gave me free french fries. I came in here another time. Things weren't right. You gave me free chicken tenders. I came the third time. Things were not right, and you gave me my meal free. I come back today, the fourth time, and you guys haven't even started to prepare my food.
Right.
That's crazy.
Mm-mm.
That is crazy to me. I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's like some of us, when it comes to preparation and doing things the right way, some of us are just so caught up in, I'm just going to say, everything else. And the reason I'm going to say everything else is because I don't really know what was on their mind. But I do know it was my lunch break treat, and
yeah.
I got to go hungry the rest of the day because this is how you guys treat your customers. And I told him just that. I was like, you know, I said, nothing for nothing, man. You know, the restaurants that I've named, they're all white-owned, and they all handle their business way better than you guys. Get your stuff together, man. Get your stuff together. And I walked out of there, and I was talking to Reese Cup, and she said, baby, you ain't never going back there, are you? Man, girl, I couldn't get it out of my mouth fast enough. Heck no. Heck no.
Yeah.
I will never go back there, ever. I'm done with them. I am done with them.
Yeah.
Like I said, they have made enough money where they feel comfortable. It's okay. And then the girl told me something. When she checked the screen, treats the order screen, my name popped right up. How did y'all not see that? How did y'all not see that? So, but you know what, Tree? I still had a good day in spite of, I still had a good day. Because, it was actually patrons of the mall, of City Center, that made my day. Because they were just speaking of how good I do my job and how safe and secure they feel, you know, shopping at City Center on my shift. And she said it just like that, on your shift, you know. And that made my day. That turned things around. But I was just so upset, Therese, and more disappointed.
I can imagine.
You know,
but see, because my business is black owned. But I don't say my business is black owned because when you say that, it's a turnoff. For me, for me, it's a turnoff because you don't see the white people come over. This white owned, you know, black owned that stuff. Black Lives Matter, black owned business, all that. It's just stop saying it. Just stop because it just don't do you any good. Just stop saying it.
Yeah.
I'm just mom and pop store. That's what I call myself. Mom and pop. That means me and Tang. Mom and pop. We just two people trying to make it work. That's it.
I mean, and you know, I'm the same way with Gordon and Maggie.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. And one of my slogans, my main slogan is, we'll never leave you in the dark. And the other slogan is, we are a mom and pop business. Charging mom and pop prices for big company turnout. You know, we give you big company. When we come through, there's no difference from Gordon and Mack, Mona Electric. Gordon and Mack, Fishback and More. Gordon and Mack, Varco Mack. There's no difference.
Yeah.
We give you that same service. And you know, I've had customers say this to me just this weekend, you know, when we finally finished the Tesla job. And those executives from that company, Trees, they were like, oh, my God. This looks great. This looks better than we expected it to. And it was because of the meticulous manner that we handled our business, you know. And I told that dude that. I said, man, I'm a business owner. I'm an electrician. And we all know there's a million and one electrical companies out there. But you best believe when you're dealing with Gordon and Mack, we are going to make you feel as if you are the only person that matter, if you're the only one that have the need for an electrician, and we're going to put all of our attention into what it is that we're doing for you. And it was so good to hear those people say, you know, man, I appreciate you guys. I really appreciate what you did, you know. But, yeah, Smashburger, I'm done with y'all. I am done with y'all. I've given enough money and enough of my time and attention to you guys for you to repeatedly let me down as if it's nothing. And the girl was like, well, you can just wait. It's only going to be about 4 minutes. Sweetheart, you've had four on top of four on top of four on top of four. Because remember, I was in there for 20 minutes. So that four that went by, you know what I mean, too many times for me to give you another minute. Anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But that just had me heated today. That had me very heated today. And y'all, guess what? I saw a rat this morning.
Yes.
They were cleaning out an old store this morning, and I was walking to get to work, and I'm going north, the rat running south, directly at me, girl. I got up against the wall. You thought the police was like,
oh my
stop
God.
Right there. Get on the wall. Girl, I spread eagle on that wall. That rat saw me, and he turned around and ran the other way. I said, no, sir, I ain't even walking that way, man. So
I
had to walk around.
I'm not letting you here today.
Girl, that's what I said. That's what I said exactly. I ain't messing with you today, Mr. Rat. You got it. He's one of the big healthy junks, too, man. I'm trying to tell you, that family was going for it. Coming directly at me, Tree. And in my mind, I saw, you know, he didn't even get near me, Tree. But my dislike for rats so bad, I saw that bama climbing up my leg. I saw him chewing on my feet. Girl, I was weirded out with the rat this morning. But anyway, yeah, y'all. On today's episode, we're going to discuss the big fight, the big shut up, Tree. We're going to discuss the big fight, y'all, that I believe is going to bring boxing back to what it used to be, even if it's only for one night. And I'm talking about Gervonta Tank Davis and King Ryan Garcia. I cannot wait, y'all. We're going to take a look at the NBA's current state, the top team, and the top five power rankings. Y'all may be surprised at the team that they named the top team, but we stick around. We're going to talk NFL free agency. My man, 57. Yeah, 57. We're going to talk about his team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and their free agent players and the moves that they've made, the players that are free agents on his team, and what free agents have they picked up thus far. And I want to choose winners and losers so far, you know, leading up to next month's draft. I want to see who you guys think really helped their team so far with this free agency and this off-signing situation, okay? Join us on today's program. How you say? Join Lady T and the All High Corner Crew, my Betty, Aaron, and everybody on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or join DMV Kale, myself, and all our live in-studio guests at 563-999-3782. Kale's Corner. Find out why we are titled by so many as a different kind of sports program. Yeah, I'm talking about each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 7. Join in and see what all the talk is about. Now, I'm talking about, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Lady T, you got anything? I done ran my daggone mouth so much, girl. But I had to tell you about Smash Burger, though, because I couldn't believe, Trees, they didn't even start to prepare my order.
That's crazy.
What y'all got against me, man? For real. Every time
they were trying to help you out. They knew that you wasn't supposed to be eating that stuff anyway. So they was just trying to, you think it was the devil, and it really wasn't. Mm-hmm. It was God intercepting in that situation. He didn't want you to eat that food at the moment. Something could have been wrong with it, anything. Let's look at the good side of it. Let's try to, listen, I always try to find a positive out of a negative, always. So
all right,
my
man.
Thing was,
all right.
Yeah,
all right,
he was just trying to look out for you. The man upstairs was looking out for you, your health and everything. That's all. He didn't want you eating that food.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll put that gravy over the chicken. I'll do that. I'll say that. Yeah. God was looking out for me. He didn't want me eating the five fried chicken tenders, even though I was tasting them joints before I ordered and the french fries. He didn't want me to eat that. Okay. See, y'all,
no,
that's my co-host, y'all. That's my co-host, man. You know what I mean? She know how to bring me back. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick one. 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Trees, I'm going to go back with this.
Okay, come on.
Tether off, we're going to tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we're going to tether off the mother sucker. Tether off the sucker. Tether off, we're going to tether off.
Second, y'all, it's live on paper.
Yeah.
Javante Tank Davis is going to murder KC Ryan Garcia. Listen, I watched the press conference, Tree, and
yo,
it felt like an old time press conference. You know, with two guys, Javante said, What you say to me when you see me in the club, though? What you say when you see me in the club, though? That bad one
Garcia
was like, what I say? I don't remember what I said to you. Tank said, you asked me, are we going to be friends after the fight? Are we going to be friends after the fight? And Garcia tried to clean it up and say, well, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm entering with no personal feelings. Tank said, well, all my feelings is personal.
Okay.
I was like, oh, my goodness. I can't wait I cannot wait. Go ahead, T. Go ahead. Because I know you got
listen,
something.
I'm just saying, when the fight is sold out, you can't even buy a ticket no more. It's
right.
gone. Like, as soon as the ticket's up, it was sold out immediately.
Right.
And when I saw the interview, I was saying to myself, self, I had to do the Arsenio Hall. Like, put my finger up on my head, like, oh, like, look, okay, so what is really happening right here? I think it's going to be a great, great fight. I don't think nobody's going to get knocked out, but I think it's just going to be a sock'em, ram, sock'em, bonk'em, you know, one of them boom, boom, boom fights. Like, you can hit me four times and I'm going to hit you two. You hit me 18 times and I hit you two more times. One of them type of fights. In favor of Tank Davis. Tank Davis is going to be beating that boy up. I don't know how bad, but he's going to beat that boy up. I really believe that.
Yeah, and Garcia kept saying, you know, talking about his hook. And Tank was like, okay, what else do you have? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was like, what else you going to bring to this party, man? You know, and Garcia... Man, Garcia and Tank said, you show up to the press conference with heels and a purse. I don't know if I'm going to date you or fight you, Bama. I was like, oh, my goodness. It's on, man. It is on.
Yes.
I cannot wait. Listen. I cannot wait until these two step in the ring. Because I, from the bell, it's going to be hell in that ring. Do you understand me? Them Bammers is going to go at it, for real. And Tank, I believe, me personally, he's going to be the one that starts this fight, ends this fight, wins this fight. You know what I mean? I look at Garcia and I'm sorry. I just don't see champion in him. I know he's undefeated and you know, he's a professional. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to take the chance 100% away from him, but if I had to do a number on it, I'll say it's going to be 70-30.
When you said 70-30, I was going to say, because you know it's three reps, I was going to say 2-1. So that's same difference.
Yeah, same difference. Yeah.
Yep, same difference.
Hey, listen. I think Garcia done bit off more than he could chew, man. I'm sure he done bit off more than
it's
he could chew.
It's way too late now.
Yeah,
it's way too late to back out now.
Way too late. And, man, listen. And Tank had on sunglasses, y'all. Tank had on sunglasses, and I could still see the anger in his eyes, and like he wanted a piece of Garcia right then and right there. But he's like, no, fight night. Keep building it up. Yeah, keep on building it up. Keep talking your trash and acting like, you know, you gonna win this fight. And I'm going to show you why you're not. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, boy, I haven't been this excited for a fight since Mike Tyson days. Seriously. Seriously. Well, let me take that back. Floyd Mayweather fights used to get me a little angst, but truth be told, I knew Mayweather was going to basically run all night. Don't get me wrong. He involves skill. He has skill in there.
Yeah.
But I knew it was going to be a situation where Mayweather would avoid any serious confrontation. But Tank coming in there, I hope it don't destroy Tank's game plan because he wants Garcia so bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hope that he comes out and executes in a professional manner like he always does. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Lou, you first up. What's up, Lou?
What's happening, Lou?
Fuck it, says we want the fuck. Gotta have that fun.
Oh, man. You like that song, right?
I do.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Being that old is a blessing, bro. It's a blessing to be that old, so I'll take it.
Yeah.
But what do you think about Tank and King in their April 27th match coming up? 22nd.
Sounds like a fight I might want to see. Hope I don't get a chance to watch it. I mean, this is what boxing needs to get so back to where it was to escape, you know, what's become a UFC, WWE, all that. This means boxing might give it back its spark because boxing has been suffering in recent decades, and it's time to find something to bring it back. I mean, first you guys, you know, it's Fury and Jake Paul, but I don't think in the same class.
And I can't take Jake Paul serious. I can't take Jake Paul serious because he's an internet guy.
Yeah, me. Not no internet guy. Like all these other guys, they didn't work so hard. They didn't put in the time. That's all they do. Like, no, stop it. That kills me. But with this Tank Davis and Ryan Garcia, Tank wasn't no dummy. Like he put that rehydration clause in there, like just in case you try to blow back up by the time the fight comes. Like you in there with the weight class that like you making a weight right now. You know what I'm saying? But by the time the fight comes. You could be back big. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. We ain't doing that.
We ain't doing
no,
that.
Sir.
Oh, man.
No.
Let's take another call.
The same way, sir.
Okay.
The same
okay.
way, sir.
Okay. At your competitive weight.
Because
he's
a big dude. Ryan
I'm
is a big
that.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He is. 57, what's up, Uncle Bird?
Come on, Uncle Bird. Come on in here.
Hey, what's happening, y'all? Look. Everybody out there in podcast land, raise your hand if you realize you are not going to get them 30 minutes back. They are gone. You know,
I can't with him.
The two, look. Y'all need to call each other on the phone and talk to each other for about 45 minutes before the show starts. Because obviously, y'all have a lot to discuss with one another. Y'all have a lot to discuss with one another. Y'all miss each other on Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
57 just made it 34 minutes because he took 4 minutes revisiting that. So, good job, bro.
I had to spit it out, man. I was over here blowing up. I'm like, okay, they're gonna run this whole show themselves today. I can't see it.
See, if you
I don't watch fights, man.
If you
yeah,
here
I don't
early,
watch
you
fights.
You don't watch fights.
Come on, Ryan Garcia fight.
No, I don't watch fights no more. I told you that a long time ago, man. I stopped.
Yeah.
I started. The last fight I watched was Spence against the guy that talked all the stuff. But him and Spence went 12 rounds, and Spence won the fight. And I watched that by accident. Mm-hmm. I don't boxing to me. UFC, I watch that, but boxing, it's all phony and bullshit. I'm sorry.
Hey, man,
I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, it ain't Friday 57.
Right.
I know. I'm sorry. My bad.
This fight, 57, has the feel. It has the feeling of that old school boxing that we all love. I'm serious. Garcia trying to play the good guy and, you know, don't want to, he's trying to play the good guy. You don't want to be, you don't want to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Help me out, sis.
What? You don't want to be a butthole?
Right. You know what I mean? So he's looking
arrogant.
At it like,
his brother screaming arrogant. He don't want to be arrogant.
Right. He doesn't. He does not want to be arrogant, but Tank is basically making him, it's like dragging him into the fight. And you can see that he's getting agitated, so to speak. You can see that he's getting agitated with Tank. So
it's like Tank getting under his skin.
Yes.
Well, I hope
like
it's a good fight.
Batman. Yes, I think it's
because
going to
ain't
be,
nothing
man.
Like boxing in D.C. Ain't nothing like boxing in D.C. So I hope it's a very good fight. I thought it was coming to D.C. Who cares then? I don't care now. I really don't care now. I really don't care now.
Boy,
my
gracious. I mean, you think about it. Anything in the world might happen in Vegas. Anything in the world. You just depends on what they decide they want to let go that day.
That's true.
Okay. Now that's another side of it I ain't look at. I really didn't. Wow.
Anything goes.
Anything goes in Vegas. Let's bring Tank in. What's up, Tank? How you feeling, bro? Tank.
What's up, Tank?
I'm great. Say, hey, man, mine don't end with a K. It end with a G.
Right.
Those three letters are the same. His end with a K. All right. What's up, big bro? What's up, Mr.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? I'm excited just like you, big bro, because you know I've been a Tank Davis fan, hometown, right here in the DMV with all of us. But I'm going to tell you something. That boy Garcia is not sweet, and he is fast. So, you know, I done seen Tank take some fights early on, and it seemed like it might go the other way. Then Tank just catch him with that left, bam, and put somebody out. But I just think it's going to be a different fight. And like Ms. T say, I think it's going to go the distance. And also, like 57 just said, we in Vegas. We might see three fights out of this one. I don't know.
That's true.
But I'm Tank Davis all the way. But you know, Vegas know how to make their money, man. That's what they do.
That's right.
Right.
And if they can make the first fight a good one, a second one is definitely coming.
Well, I think Ben is already sold out. I believe Ben is though it's already sold out. They see the interest that is with this fight. So y'all got me thinking. You know, it would be best for this to be a 2-3 fight affair. You know what I mean? Get all that you can get out of it because it's already sold out. And we're talking about April 22nd. You know, here it is March and it's sold out. The middle of March.
And the way to get the three fights. And the way to get them three fights, big bro, Tank. And the way we're going to get three fights, Tank will take an L on the first one. That's the only way we're going to get three fights. That's the only way we're getting three fights.
We might get two in because he ain't going to take the L this first
time.
The guy is not
supposed to lose. That's how they go. Vegas going to build it up. The guy is not supposed to lose. He's either going to lose narrowly or win narrowly so they can get you another good second fight and make you buy them tickets.
Oh, I got you.
I'm not saying you.
Let me piggyback on that. I'm going to piggyback on what you just said. You said those two scenarios, and I'm going to add one more. It's going to be whoever loses, it's going to be a controversial loss. Like, people going to say, well, he didn't really lose. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, he won the fight, but they ain't counted right or something. So, it's going to be some kind of controversial.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you, okay. Sis. I'm with you 100% on
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if he's catching with that left in his mouth, he out of there.
He out of there.
What you say, Tank?
He out of there.
If Tank catch him with that left in his mouth,
yeah,
he's out of there. He is out of there.
But that goes
come
to
on
him
there,
too,
brother.
Ryan catch him with that left. Because Ryan fast, too, man. Y'all can't count this man out. And he heavy.
Yeah,
he's
but.
With it.
Yeah,
like he used to be, you know, heavy-handed with it. So he catch Tank
with,
on the left
the
on the jaw. He's gone, too.
He not hitting with the power that Tank is hitting with. And like brother said, we've seen Tank almost look like he was defeated, and then he slide that joint in there, and boom, the fight is over, you know, the other way. So, you know, come on in here, Brother Ted. What's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing this evening? It's a lot of things. Hey, 57, he takes me talking about he on, boy, at 526, so they had a 30-minute soliloquy among both of them. You right, huh, man?
Hey, I'm glad you came here too, Ted.
Let me get my minutes in because, you know, it's a short show. You know,
come in and talk about the beginning of the show. We talk about Tank Garcia, man. What type of match this going
to
be?
No. First, we had to talk about you and the damn Smash Burger. Then we had to listen to you and the rat run you up the wall and everything.
Right.
You the scariest security guard I ever met in my life. You run from
everything.
Amen.
Hey, hey, it's a bad cop security guard.
Hey, Tenzin. Ted. The ninja done ran into a wall and everything. He terrible.
57. You and Ted got to gang up on my co-host. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. We ruffling some feathers right there. Let's stop, Ted.
I'm trying to get to the Garcia. I'm trying to get to the Garcia, like you say. Well, like you say, well, the scenario, like you say, Tank ain't taking a loss. It can either be a draw or Tank going to win. And then I don't know if Garcia got in the cause that he get a rematch, but you said Tank got in his claws, okay, for sure. But he's not taking a loss, I don't think. It'd either be a draw or take a win and then do to get a rematch on that way. Like I said, it's about the business. They
right.
trying to get as much as they can draw that, you know. So we'll see that. But as far as Tank got to watch himself. He starts off slow a lot of times, you know. Because you know he has the power. He has the power to come back and do this and that. But you don't have to have – the guy can have less power to take, but if he catch Tank on that chin right, hey, Tank can go down, man. You know, by Tank not sometimes, you know, holding his guards up and thinking he's invincible, like a couple of his last fights, like you say, if he get caught, he's in trouble, and he might not can come back from a more gainful opponent than he had his last opponent. So, hey,
right.
he better be on his P's and Q's and better come with it and better press that issue early in the fight, not wait around.
Yeah.
I think Tank is professional enough to not allow himself to give in and get caught like that. Now, what I will say is I think he's going to bring so much in that first round that second round may be a Garcia round. Because you know how it is when you so anxious and angst and just ready to mix it up, by the time you actually do everything that comes to your mind you want to do, you know, you just winded. You out of it a little bit. So, I mean, we'll
you busted
we'll
before
see.
You
we'll
knew
see.
It.
Yeah.
But let's hope he go in there smart, though. You know, let's hope he just have a smarter game plan and balance himself and not, you know, not be too rushing too much, like you say, to gas himself out and also not be too cautious and be laid back and stuff. So, but he just got to have a even keel fight and be balanced and stuff and go with a nice game plan and say he's going to destroy it. He's going to take this belt. He's winning this. You know, so But I've never known really Tank to go out too fast. I don't know how many even fights he ever really had, but he hasn't had that many fights neither, to my knowledge. I mean, as much, you know, not so more than his opponent. They about, you know, so but like I say, I think Tank's gonna win. To answer that, I think he's gonna win, but he has to be careful.
Yeah.
Man. I rely on Lady T and Tang to tell me what's going on in boxing because I don't really pay attention. You know, so whatever they say, I have to go with.
Let me tell you this. Out of all Tank's fights, right, I cannot recall Tank with this much anxiety to get at his opponent. I don't recall ever seeing him this way to get at his opponent. Seriously. So, I mean, hey,
when he fought Rollie, he was just upset. When he fought Rollie, because Rollie was trying to act like
competition? Is this the best competition he's fought since he's been out there?
I believe so. I truly believe so.
I believe so.
Yeah.
What about
you know, that could have a lot to do with it right there.
Tank has fought guys with stamina. He's fought guys with strength. He's fought guys with speed. He's never fought an opponent who had all three of these attributes in their game, in their fight. So, you know, hey, you know.
I kind of agree with Ted. Yeah, I can barely hear.
Somebody background.
Somebody
who
need to be
that?
Their phone.
Okay,
thank you.
I agree with Ted. Even though I don't know the fighters, I just think that if Tank goes in there amped up trying to prove something, it could be another Sugar Ray Leonard, Roberto Duran. He needs to go in there and fight his fight. But I have to really, you know, go back to Tang and Tree because I really don't pay that much attention.
Don't miss this one. Don't miss this one. Don't miss this one, man.
Don't waste my time watching this show.
Get on
my nerves.
897, welcome to the corner. Tell us your name, please.
You know that's Cap.
It's Cap, man. What's up with you?
Cap, what I tell you? What I tell you?
I'm sorry. What's up, Cap?
Hey, what up, dog?
He's the only person got a 100 number database.
He don't know about now, huh, Cap?
Yeah, double O. I don't understand. It's the same number I didn't have for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but
not 3 weeks.
Marcus, and 007, y'all numbers are so similar. Similar. So, you know, and I didn't look at my note because I have it in my note who is who. And anyway, go ahead.
You telling us something about our host, Cap?
What's your prediction about this fight, Cap?
Well, I'm like 57 with this one. I really don't follow boxing too tight, but I like the young boy. I like the young boy, Tank Davis. Quick story about Tank Davis. I was at the Super Bowl in Miami. Was it 2020?
Uh-huh.
It was 2020 or 2021. Yeah. It was KC and somebody. But Tank Davis
San
was
Fran.
At, I was at, San Fran, yeah. I was at Money Mayweather at a celebrity basketball game. One of my friends played in it. So I had floor seats, so I'm sitting there. All of a sudden, I see this guy. It was Tank Davis, but at the time, I didn't know who he was. I saw a guy with all his jewelry on. Stroll right across this court. Right across the court where they're playing and start grabbing on this woman. Now, the woman was with another man. He was about 6'8". But the moment Tank came over and grabbed her, the man just bailed out and left. I'm like, what kind of sucker is that? I get home, it's all over the news. Tank Davis fighting his baby mom in Miami. I said, yo, that's crazy. And when I say I was right, I was three rows behind that nonsense. So that was my introduction to Tank Davis. But inside the ring, I think he's pretty cool.
When he bought his work,
yeah. But you know, inside the ring, though, he got a little Mike Tyson in him. Like he tried to intimidate before the first punch is thrown. He got the will and that anger pent up. Like, yo, I'm gonna destroy you.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I went and saw the movie Creed. If you guys haven't had the chance to go see Creed, go see it. I'm trying to tell you, man. Now, it's parts of it that reminded you, oh, this is a movie. But it's parts of it that you like, yeah, you can really get behind and root. When the challenger came in the ring, all I saw was Mike Tyson. I mean, Slim had on the black boots, no socks, the towel with the hole cut in it, and the mouthpiece. That's all you saw. I was like, this Bama trying to be Mike, yeah? You know what I'm saying? But, hey, great movie. If you haven't had a chance to go see it, I'm telling you, it's worth it. It is absolutely worth it. All right. So, from what I'm saying, what I'm hearing, we all believe Tank Davis should win this fight. And like Tank said, they in Vegas, man. So we don't know what's gonna be what. We don't know what's gonna be what. But hopefully we'll be entertained. Can we all agree on that? Hopefully it'll be an entertaining match. All right, y'all. Great conversation. 563-999-3782 NBA Talk. As soon as we come back.
Hey. When
the scene unfolds, young girls, 13 years old, exposed to too many tall. Marks that these hoes, hollering they got rank. See Sega Bank in this new world, all tough them experimenting it. At NASA, Georgia, United Nations overseas. Train, attacks, do search and seize. Ain't knocking or asking. Department folks folks like me, full white trash like they. Drinks like her, back in slavery. Concentration camps, slaves with gas pipelines. Infernos out those like they had back when they don't. Hitler was living in 1945. This is who we now will relate to all in the future. Look at the credit scene in the Constitution that in the events of a rich war places like Operation Heartbreak Hotel, Mormon's Tale, until that tight bent still on despair. They'll say it's fake no worse. Fool, you should be my least worth. Got a deal with W210-99 or Mark Black Heller.
Hey, I was trying to catch the hook, y'all. We waited too long. All right. The NBA's currently the top team. Yes, sir. Who's that peeping through my window?
Nobody.
Quickly, Domantas Sabonis. Sabonis and Joel Embiid, your man, Cap, was named the NBA Players of the Week. You know what I mean? And the Milwaukee Bucks, are now wearing the crown as the NBA's number one team overall. They are ahead of everyone at 48-19, right, Trey? 48-19.
Yeah.
And that is by two wins, the highest number of wins in the NBA thus far this season. So congratulations to the Bucks, man.
Well, they actually 49-19. I'm sorry. They 49-19.
Okay. Okay, so there are three wins above the Nuggets in the West at 46. Man, oh man. If we ever witness trades made at the trade deadline that were as accurate and on point as these Bucks have made, I mean, it's like, and I'm looking at Crowder. I've always liked Crowder. Always.
I always wanted him on my team.
Yes. But the way that he has, his game has just fit in seamlessly with Milwaukee. I'm telling you, man. Milwaukee is that team, y'all. They are that team. Barring any injury down the stretch, I say Milwaukee is going to be a hard take for anybody in the NBA East or West. They're just playing dominant basketball right now. Go ahead, Lady T.
I think the Milwaukee Bucks are, just like what you just said, they are playing dominant. And not only are they playing dominant, like they're the best team in NBA right now. They're the best team. We kept saying it was going to be Boston. You know, they fell off because they was getting hurt. People getting hurt. I don't know what's going on with them. But I don't. Let's go to the West real quick. I'm gonna skip to the West. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on with the Warriors. Like, they're still holding. They're still holding that five spot, right? They're still holding the five spot. They don't have to do no play-in. They don't have to do none of that stuff. But they don't. I don't know who the team is when they play away. They have not won an away game in a month. Almost 2 months now. Andrew Wiggins, he's out indefinitely. They don't even know. He's not hurt. He's not sick. He's out for personal reasons. Like, he having personal family issues. So they don't know when he's going to come back. And they really, really need him if they want to, make a push. But overall, the Bucks is going to win and take it all. If they can stay healthy like they are right now with the pieces that they had, they just brought Middleton back. Man, okay. I mean, I'm surprised they only up three games, for real. It seems like they should be up at least 10 from the way that they're playing. To me, that's my pick. They my pick.
Come on in here, brother. Let's go with Cap. Come on in here, Cap. What say you? Who?
I'm going with, I don't know if y'all noticed, but the best team in basketball since December 9th is the Philadelphia 76ers.
Facts.
Yep.
Facts.
They've been balling and been losing his mind. He must have tuned in to the Kel's corner because he definitely had his button painted a little bit more. We've been talking right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we coming. I think we like a game behind Boston, and that was a long. We come a long way to be a game behind Boston. Yeah. Boston.
Y'all two games Boston behind
that. Oh, two games.
Yeah,
okay.
Two.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long way. I mean, we were 10. But Boston. Boston's missing that middle presence. I mean, you know they got the kids, the scorers all day, but they don't have the beef. They don't have the beef for the rebounding. It's just gonna be a tough run for them to keep trying to outscore everybody and run because you know, in the playoffs it slows down. It comes to the half court, and the half court you need Greek. You need Embiid, you need Joker, you need these big men. I know they try to outcast the big men, but the playoffs, you need them big men.
Right.
Can I say this? How about the Nets, y'all? How about the Nets? Everybody thought the Nets was gonna fall off. They did away with Durant. They did away with Kyrie. Harden left. You know, they were just a shell of themselves. But them young boys is holding that five spot tough. Like, they are holding that five spot tough. Yeah.
Shout out to Jack Vaughn.
Shout out to
Jack
Vaughn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was just about to say that.
Shout out to Jack Vaughn. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Come on in here, Tate.
What's that you say?
Go ahead, Tate.
Everything, you like you said, AT, I have said that week about the Nets. I was telling y'all they were talking about that they didn't, you know, got the worst of the trade, but they got a cohesive team. They got an all-around team. There's not no one or two superstar. They got a bunch of players. And I was saying that how they, when they brought in the new players, they just forgot about that young and Thomas, who had scored them 40-point games. They just neglected to put him to the bench and started a whole new team. You know, so they got a whole, pretty much a whole new starting five, and then a little bench. So they just really, like I said, they got a better trade out of that Durant thing than what people thought. You know, with them having a nice young team and with a whole complete team. You know, but then as far as like my man, like Cap just said, like I've been telling y'all, they need centers. Like I was telling Kel, they need that beef. They need their centers, man. They need something to be, especially in the East, to deal with Embiid. You know, Milwaukee has a lot of. Milwaukee is that can deal with, right? They got Lopez. They got Bobby Portis playing good ball. Also, I like Ingles with them. You know, y'all said Crowder. Yeah, that's excellent pickup. That's replacing PJ. You know what PJ did for, but with a little younger legs. You know, with a little younger legs and stuff. You know, so it can shoot better. Not just the corner. He can shoot that top of the key jumper for you, too. So then you got Ingles. You know, tricky left-handed. He can bust it, too, if he gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
But Giannis, he's Giannis, you know. But Giannis needs to also share that ball. And let Middleton do his thing. What's the boys that got his brothers in there? The other guard. That started with somebody.
Holiday.
Yeah, exactly. Holiday. Right. Exactly. Okay. Let him do his thing. But you know, their team, like, they know when to pick it up. If Giannis, you know, they let Giannis do his thing, but they know the cue of when to do what they got to do. So if that holds true, they done get what they needed. Because last year, if they would have stayed healthy, they would have had a better output, you know, because they won it 2 years ago, so, hey, they just solidified it back. So, watch them boys.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
I go with,
go ahead,
if I can piggyback on something that Sis said earlier, you know, I have no idea, and it got to be mental, because they're only missing one player, and that's Wiggins. I just feel like that Golden State need to string some wins together on the road. I think from what I've been seeing from them in the especially last night. Last night they looked like they could beat anybody that stepped on the court last night, and they were still missing Wiggins. And I just feel like if they can string some wins together on the road, get their mental, because all their physical and the scores are out there. So it got to be something mental that's keeping them from winning on the road. But until they're out of it, I'm going to roll with Golden State and Milwaukee meeting each other in the Western Conference Finals to play the Golden State. Milwaukee just looks right. Last night they looked unbeatable. Even though they'd only won by like 2 points, still the way they ran their offense was great last night.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever think that the Grizzlies was going to hang on in there? Like, they hanging in there. That boy, Dylan Brooks, is playing amazing after the players-only meeting, after Ja went out.
They
called a players-only meeting, and they were on a roll.
I thought the Grizzlies. But I thought that John Morant for a minute there was holding them back, you know, and I think like the move that he made, his management team made, everything that he's there doing is a good management move. Go ahead and make your, you know, ask for help, get the help that you need, Do all the things that you need to do. Don't lose your money. Whatever you do, don't lose your money, because that's what it comes back down to, you know.
That's right.
It's like image protection, protection right now.
That's
you
right.
know, and I don't fault them.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, ain't no more way asking for help.
Nothing at all. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, hey, like, well, on Golden State, I think that they're missing a defense identity. You know, they don't have no shot blockers in the middle. Looney is just being Looney again. He's not playing like he played kind of last year. And they're definitely missing Wiggins. Definitely missing him.
Definitely missing Wiggins, for sure
on that. And then we don't know really how much also that with Draymond affected them, you know. So, you know, it's still some lingering thing on there. But
that's the mental aspect. I'm with you, Ted.
Right. Exactly right. Exactly right, 57. But I also want to touch on Philly. You mentioned Philly. Philly is the team to beat. They have been doing their thing. They seem like they got it together in how they play. But the question was, and somebody asked this, and this is my homeboy, level 50 grand, Doc, but they said, do you believe in Doc? You know what I mean? So I had to pose that question because although Doc is my man, I roll with him, but I do have questions sometimes on his coaching decisions. I do. But it's really, they do have a team to make the run, you know, as far as what they've been showing in the last, like you say, 10 games or whatever. So, but I just hate him because he gets so many calls. He gets so many calls, man. You just blow on him, he falls, and then the rest is giving calls to other people don't get for his size. You know, like the other car they were playing Washington. This dude didn't even touch him. Showed the replay. He just went past him, and they gave him a foul. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the time. So, but
Milwaukee is my team. They need to find another center. They got to get another center.
Yeah, they do.
We go to State. They only got Looney, and he can't play 48 minutes. They need another big man in the middle. They need another big man. Who else they got?
Looney,
but you know he can't play 48 minutes every game, especially if they make the finals, the playoffs. He can't. That's too much. That's gonna be way too much for him.
I ain't gonna take up too much time because I agree with what Cap said at the beginning, man. Them Philly, man. Them boys running ball, they playing real tough. And like he said, you need that beef in the middle. And Ted, I feel you on that. He get a whole lot of calls, but that goes with all the superstars in the league right now. Watch Giannis. The same thing happened with Giannis. You can't touch them boys now, and I've been saying that. As soon as you touch him, it's a foul on you.
Facts.
What's different on Philly's team this year than it was last year? What's the difference?
You got a whole year. I told you, big brother. You got a whole year that James Harden's been there. This is his whole year that he's been there to be cohesive. He got there in February of 22 of last year. And now he has a whole year to play with them boys. And that's the difference.
Yep. That's the difference, cohesion.
I don't see Philly. I'm sorry, Cap. I don't mean to cut across you. But I apologize.
No, you good.
But Cap, I'm going to say this and let you go. I don't see Philly winning it, Cap. I really don't.
Okay.
I don't see them winning it with Embiid, bro.
Because
I don't think Embiid is the man that can take you to the championship.
All right, well, listen to this, bro. If we don't win, it won't be Embiid's fault for sure. And the only reason why we lost to Toronto last year is because his face was cracked. His face was cracked, so he didn't do nothing in that last game last year. But this year, the guy just scored 33.
Come on, Cap.
Yeah, remember he got elbowed in the face by Siakam.
I remember that.
Most people bail out, won't even try to play. He tried to play with the mask on, and it just didn't work. But Harden had the bad hamstring last year, and we didn't have the boy Melton, who plays defense and hit the open three. Now we got another young boy from Charlotte. The long, he can guard the wing. You feel me? The 3-and-D guy, athletic, and got a little.
But Captain, Cap, Harden, can you really depend on him?
I keep dogging him last year, bro.
Let me tell you why.
And they got PJ Tucker, y'all. Don't forget they got PJ Tucker.
Yeah. Facts, defense. But listen, James Harden has accepted the pure point guard position. He don't even be trying to score. He get you 18 to 20.
Don't have to.
He's worrying about assists. That's a scary team when James Harden don't have to score and win. That's a scary team, bro. All those other Hardens, he was jacking up threes. All them other years, he just kept jacking up threes trying to score 40 to win.
Exactly. Right. That's what we talked about after hours. I'm trying to tell him that boy James Harden is playing
all
his James Harden is playing his best game he's had since he's been over there with Houston. He was playing tough in Houston, but when he got bounced around from Houston, and like when he went over to the Nets, and that's what he wanted to do, and Kyrie Irving, they had to sit him out because he didn't want to take the shot. He had to start scoring again. That's not the game he wanted to play. This year, James Harden has been playing the way James Harden wants to play.
That's why they're doing what they're doing.
Okay.
Now, I've been saying it all along, and I said it last year, that James Harden didn't want to be the scorer anymore. He's the only one on Philly's team that you can count on to come out there and give you that 100% every night. Embiid is going to revert back to the player he's always been. He wants to shoot three-pointers. He wants to dribble the ball up and down the court. Exactly.
And that's where it comes in.
And it's going to be on and popping.
That comes in with the coach, though, to keep them straight, to keep them right in line, to play like they've been playing. And Maxie, like y'all was trying to chime in, Maxie give you that max effort. That's also the emergence of them. That's the difference of them from last year to this year. All of them figuring out their role. They get all the pieces to that puzzle put together. They just need to just go play, okay? And then you get with PJ Tucker. That's that tough defense that he's fitting in. So everything is fitting in. Like you say, Harden has another year with them, and he's doing what he's supposed to do. He'd rather distribute the ball, but he can't stick that jumper. And he's sticking it more so because he ain't shoot at a higher volume. He ain't shooting that much, and then it ain't the pressure. He's sticking at the pick and roll, and that's the best pick and roll you get in the game right now.
Yes, sir.
He ain't using up a whole lot of energy.
And you got Maxie that's coming in that's going to run.
Yeah.
You know,
y'all haven't even missed Boston, man. What the hell?
McClune over there now. You got George Niang. Yep. Come on, even Montrezl Harrell sitting on the bench if they need some help. Like they got a bench on a, you know, what I'm saying, that's on the floor. They got the five starters that's awesome, and then their bench is awesome. So
they don't go nowhere.
It's not their fault. It's the coaching, how they being coached.
What's up with Montrezl Harrell?
Because I seen him sitting on the bench in street clothes the other night, and I was like, I haven't heard of any injury or anything like that.
He's just not in the rotation now because George Niang hitting threes.
George Niang hitting threes. Paul Reed is a better defender and rebounder right now.
Yeah.
So Reed is not a hustler. Right, right. Reasons just got in Doc's favor. Reed, that boy Reasons, our hustler. For some reason, Montrell fell out of favor. I don't know, but because I was running, man. Why is he still on that? Why is he not playing him? But they doing good without him. That Reasons guy been doing his job, you know. So, but he's also a weapon that you got to go deep into the playoffs. Exactly. That's that weapon you got with experience that can help you. If, like I say, bar nobody gets hurt. But Embiid also one that's subject to get hurt, too. He's subject to get hurt, you know, when it's falling down and this and that. Let's just say if everybody stay healthy, it'll be a good one. Y'all talk about Boston. Boston just still something about their coach, man. It's that coach. He got that young squad. He's not playing all his team, all the team that they traded for. I don't know what's wrong with Williams or why they're not playing Williams or them other white boys, or the other white boys that they got. That size that they got, and he's not playing his team. He's not rotating them right. He's not playing them right. He don't have command of them, I don't think, as Aduko did. So,
yeah.
That's my take on that.
Yeah. I can go with that.
I'm going to get shot down for saying this, but I think your problem is Jason Tatum on that team.
Jason Tatum can't
give you 35, 40 minutes. A game every night. His body won't take it. He comes out there some nights and he disappears. He disappears. And even in the games that he disappears and they win, it's because Brown lift him up or what's his name came off the bench. What's the old guy's name? I can't remember it right now. About the same.
About the same age
as Iguodala.
Oh, Al Horford.
Yeah, you know. He comes out there and he's playing like he's 30 years old sometimes instead of 39. So, to me, their weak link has always been Jason Tatum. I said that last year, and I'm going
to
say it again this year. Just like Phoenix weak link is Booker. Huh?
The coach playing him so much. That's why I said he has to use it. He has to use his subs. He can't, like you said, he can't play that boy that much, especially at that high volume. So you got to use your subs to give them a two-minute break, a three-minute break here and there. You got to use that rotation. Hey. That's like I say, he's that key. He's not using his assets. He's not using that's big professional.
You get down to the playoffs, you know, Ted, you're a basketball man. So I ain't telling you nothing you don't know. When you get down to the playoffs, your minutes, and when you get close to the playoffs, your minutes increase. You're the star of the team. You got to be out there on the floor. You know, LeBron, give credit to him, whatever regimen. LeBron has never shied away from being on the court when it's crunch time. Yeah, I give him that. And these guys
he
ain't got that type.
LeBron has shied away
no.
from that shot. He has shied
I've never
away
seen,
from
I'm
that
gonna be honest.
Shot.
I've seen him out there. Maybe he wasn't giving you everything you thought LeBron was supposed to give you, but he was on the court trying to play. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I
just think Boston got a lot of people on their team that they don't play the right way. Like Blake Griffin is there. Brogdon is there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't play these guys like they need to be playing them. Like, put them in a game.
Thank you.
Sam Hauser, Mike Muscala, all them. And even
Gallinari.
Thank
you.
He's a three-point assassin. Like, put them in a game.
I agree with you, sir. But you also know that, like, your Embiids and your Tatums and Currys, when it comes down to this last 15 games of the season, the playoffs, your minutes are going to increase. And I just don't – Jason Tatum, I just don't think he can carry that load. He showed it, you know. I just don't think he can carry that load, sis. That's all I'm saying. I'm not disagreeing with you. That's just my opinion on the matter.
I feel you. You're entitled to that.
Yeah, I got you.
That's why he got a helpmate, and that's why I called him the Green Hornet. That's why he needed to depend on Cato, which is Brown. You know, give him a little bit more role. Sometimes he disappears in the game. I don't know if it's the offense they're running because, like you say, they depend on Tatum so much. He has to have the ball so much, but they need to just turn to the Green Hornet and let Cato go in and whip some tail because Brown is dangerous, man. He give you those 30, he give you a 40-point game. You know, he give you that, but he needs to rebound more, too.
Ever since Brown been wearing that mask, he hasn't been the same person either. Like,
nope.
Yeah.
He just hasn't been the same person after he, like,
yeah,
he takes a mask off and
right.
just play the game. So I don't know
but
if
why
the
are they playing smart more?
Go ahead.
Sis, why are they playing smart more than they've been playing it?
With smart,
I don't understand what's going on.
So they just.
He just
okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
His minutes was limited.
Trying to get him back in rotation.
Now, yeah.
Okay.
Smart is that motivation, man. Smart motivation.
And he the glue.
You know what I mean?
That's the glue to
he
the team.
And he the glue
side. Exactly. Bringing that energy. He brings that energy,
yeah.
that inclusive style of play. Smart, he does it. He does it all for them. So that's why they're trying to get that back. They want that old smart back. You know
Grant Williams,
about?
Too.
Oh, okay.
Grant Williams.
I didn't know
Grant
he had been
Williams
hurt.
Grant Williams is that person, too. Like Grant Williams is another smart, you know, but not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But Grant Williams is that, like, a net. Like, he get up under your skin. Like, he's so want to irritate you so much. Like, that's who he do. He another smart. He played just like that. Yes, Tang.
He do the ball at all times. That's what Grant. That's what Williams does. And that's what Smart
but
does.
That's true.
Smart can score with him.
Exactly.
But Tang, can I say this about Williams? Williams has got the big head since he emerged from last year. He thinks he's more offensive-minded now. He do a little move. And then, but see, he also complained to the refs a lot more, you know, so he needed to shut up and play because he ain't that superstar. But I hear y'all, he does have energy if he play right and then just play his role and quit thinking he that guy like that. Man, just do what you came to do, man, and quit trying to be fancy and quit talking to the refs. He talks to the refs too much lately, you know, and that can get them in trouble going deep into the playoffs and giving them a technical. You know, and stuff. So watch out for him.
All right.
He calls a smash face. So.
Good talk,
y'all. It's time for the NFL free agency. Okay. When we come back.
Yes.
57, Lady T, and myself. We're going to talk about our teams, who the free agents, and what did we pick up. 563-999-3782 is the number. Tell somebody that corner doing it again.
What a run.
All right, man. Let's get it.
Got no Shy Lights or Eddie Kendrick or somebody like that.
Hey, that all that'll be played on 57th corner. All that'll be played on 57th corner.
You trying to be
Green
smart
Bay
now, huh?
That's what Green Bay is saying now that Aaron Rodgers is decided to make his move. And is anybody else tired of the up-to-moment update? Aaron Rodgers talked to the Jets. Aaron Rodgers. And one other thing. Why is he taking all of Green Bay's weapons to the Jets with him?
Can I speak?
He got in the zone.
Can I speak?
Go ahead.
Can I say something real quick? One of my first experiences on here was talking about the arrogant Aaron Rodgers. People
right.
came at me. I remember City said, "You can't say that. You don't know." Yeah, I told you that. Reports. He don't talk to his sisters. He don't. nah, that guy, you know, now you see what I was talking about? You see the arrogance and the white privilege? You see how he acts, man? He's freaking annoying. Ad nauseum. He won one Super Bowl in 30 years. One Super Bowl.
Why has
he got
one.
All
his
cards?
One little
Uno. Talk that stuff, Kat. Talk that stuff.
Bro, I'm just trying to figure it out.
Don't boost him up, bro.
He's right with his double check discount self. He's right.
Yeah, right. Like, how many one Super Bowl quarterbacks act like him? Other than Joe Namath. You feel me? I was when they won and go running. Eli got two, my man. He don't act like that.
No,
but anyway,
he
the boy's annoying.
You know you're right, bro. He's an arrogant jackhole, man. Holding up the whole NFL with his bull crap.
Hey, look,
you want to be Hollywood.
But let me
tell you
how.
But how many can we be in Aaron Rodgers?
The NFL Network, they're the ones that are airing it every season. They're the ones that are putting it in there. I mean, it's like we don't have Tom Brady anymore, so we got to go Aaron Rodgers. You know?
Right. That's because Adam Scheffler wants Aaron Rodgers to go to New York City because that's his team. So every broadcast, we got to hear Adam Scheffler go, Aaron Rodgers ain't gone yet. I wish he'd make up his mind. I'm like, man, shut up.
Listen, y'all. Kirby said the Packers need to trade Rodgers for a six-pack of beer, and they don't even have to be cold. Okay.
Hey.
Kirby.
What's up, Kirby? Kirby. What's up, Kirby?
Yeah.
With a block of cheese and some crackers.
Come on, 57. We want to know about Pittsburgh. Free agency. Let's get it.
Okay. Let me say this. Let me say this real quick, Kale. And because I'm talking from this point on till we finish with this segment, I am not talking to the 49er lady. I'm mad at her.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm tell you what they. I'm tell you why. Y'all knew we was trying to get Hargrave from the Philadelphia. Y'all know we was trying to sign him. And y'all go out there and sign him in the middle of the night while we ain't paying attention. That was some cruddy stuff, man.
You got to be quicker than that.
I wake up this morning and turn on ESPN, and I'm like, what? They got Hargrave? How did they do that? When I went to sleep, we was talking with this guy. So anyway, just to start off with the Steelers, we lost Hargrave to San Francisco. They signed him, I think, for a three-year contract for something like, or two-year contract for like 49, 4 years. Okay, I thought it was like 49 million or something like that.
4 years for 84 million. 39 guaranteed.
Yeah, they just sneaked in. I think Tracy must have called him on the phone and said, hey, Pittsburgh want Hargrave. Y'all get him. You know, let's mess with him. You know, so we didn't get him. So and nothing really has changed for us except we signed Patrick Peterson from Minnesota. We signed him to a two-year deal, you know, because we're definitely in need of cornerbacks. Y'all saw what happened to us last year. And if Lamar Jackson does come back to Baltimore, we're going to need some cornerbacks back there that can keep up. And so that's what our main concern right now. We're still looking, trying to get Kansas in the second round. We're still trying to negotiate to make sure we get him in our pick. And we're still just trying to re-sign people. And Orlando Brown with the Chiefs, I heard some rumblings last night, like he might be going to the Raiders. I don't know. So we basically, you know, none of our stuff is other than signing Patrick Peterson and losing Hargrave to San Francisco. We really haven't made any major moves, you know, so we're just waiting to see how things play out. And to believe it or not, Aaron Rodgers is playing a role in how some of these things are going.
Facts. Yes. Because people
big
waiting
facts.
To see what he going to do, whether
yep.
they're going to determine what they can do. So, yes, that's 100% correct.
Yeah, and I don't. Oh, another thing, I don't think Denver's gonna let go of Draymond Jones. I think they're gonna keep him on the team because they're gonna try to run the ball more with what's his name back there and get back to what he originally started doing in Seattle, Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but that's all I got on us for right now, Kaya. Yeah,
good job.
49er lady. 49er lady.
You up
49ers. So, with the San Francisco 49ers, you guys, well, y'all know we lost our defensive coach, DeMeco Ryans. He went to the Texans for a head coaching position. Then we lost Jimmy G. He went to Vegas. Jimmy Ward, our safety, Ryans got him too. And our defensive line, Hassan Ridgeway, he went to the Texans as well. So they all three went to the same team, everybody except for Jimmy. And then our tackle, Mike Maglitsky, he went to the Broncos, which I was a little nervous of getting rid of him until we signed – Who Pittsburgh say? Javon Hargrave. We got him from the Eagles. And then we re-signed. These are all our re-signees. Kevin Givens, DL. Tayshaun Gibson, safety. Tavon Peppers, our long snapper. And we also added to the roster Sam Darnold, one-year contract quarterback. From the Panthers, we signed him because you know both of our quarterbacks, Brock Purdy and Trey Lance, they still hurt. So we needed a quarterback. So we got Sam Darnold on a 1 year deal, and see how well that go. If it go well, then we might sign him and get rid of Trey Lance. So I don't know if they're gonna trade Trey Lance because we did so much to get him, and he's been hurt. So. They banking on Sam Darnold being there 1 year and then Trey Lance coming in and taking over after the 1 year. But if Sam Darnold do good, take us to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, you know it's going to be a no-show for Trey. So that's my report on San Fran 49ers, you guys.
You left out one important piece. You left out one important piece, Trees. Go up below. You know.
I said Jimmy G.
He
went to Vegas.
Oh, you said Jimmy.
Yep.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Jimmy G.
Can
went
I
to
ask
Vegas.
Forgive me. Go ahead. Go
All
ahead,
right, now what do you so? I understand you were saying that y'all signed Donald because you got Purdy and you had Trey hurt. So you were saying possibility of trading Trey. Because they did so much, I'm saying, why don't you keep them? Because then you still need three quarterbacks, so you got your three quarterbacks there. Because Jimmy G is gone, so you got Donald, like you say, to bring him in. So are you saying, and after, you know, are you saying they're going to go to Trey instead of Purdy? Though, what if Purdy's healthy? Are they going to go to Purdy, or is it going to be a shootout or what?
Well,
so
it's all going to be a tryout in the beginning, but. I mean, when the training camp starts, they don't think Purdy or Trey are going to be healthy enough to even be in training camp. So that's why they had to sign Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm.
And if they say Trey is not going to be as healthy as, you know, they need him to be or stay healthy as Trey needs to be, then they're going to get other picks for him. Might as well trade him now if he can't stay healthy. Might as well trade him now.
Right.
I don't see them trading him because I don't think he's going to re-injure anything or he's going to get hurt. I can't foresee it because of the way how O-line is stacked up now. So I don't see him re-injuring anything unless it's self-inflicted. I don't know. But if Sam Darnold, like I said, take us to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, then what are you going to do? He's just going to be a backup now. He's just going to be a backup.
Do a Nick Foles, huh? doing Nick Foles, huh?
He's gonna be in Nick Foles, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. And that's what's up. And y'all ain't seen nothing of Trey Lance on the field, even though I feel sorry for the dude, but he was hurt and Purdy came in there, and Purdy looks good. That's the last thing person you saw
exactly.
was Purdy.
With
so
Purdy.
You're going to go with Purdy.
People don't even
That's
remember
right.
Trey Lance. People don't, I mean,
don't remember him.
He played a couple of games. You know, in the games that he did play, he looked good. I'm not going to take that away from him. But it was so long ago, you know? So, you know, they still on their rookie contracts as well. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. They doing the Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately?
I wish I could be in y'all's position of worrying about which one of my three quarterbacks I'm going to start or which one. Man, Lord.
I can't wait to kill you. Oh, go. Ooh, Kel, I can't wait to ask you some questions when you get this through.
We got some breaking news, too, about 10, 15 minutes ago, y'all.
What is it?
Go ahead, Tank.
Stephon Gilmore is a Cowboy.
Major.
You know now. So you know now they gonna throw it to my man Diggs side. Diggs about to get paid now. Cause ain't nobody throwing to Stephon Gilmore side.
No, nope.
Yeah, like Scoop Newsworthy. Hey, Scoop Newsworthy with your breaking news. We just signed. Hey look, y'all still the Cowboys. Playoffs are your garlic.
But guess what though? Guess what? 57. We took a page from the Patriots. Cause you see, Dak and my big lineman, they restructured their contract, so you know they got paid under the table.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
You know they did.
Oh yeah! Jerry went into his safe and just pulled out some stats.
I'm glad they're being smart about it. Finally, somebody took a page from the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. A few bands, man.
You talking about Zach Martin?
Zach Martin. There you go. Our big, the one that be right there with Dak on the offensive side. Yep.
They gave
out
$30 million in salary cap space. They freed up $30 million in salary cap space.
We'll take it.
Woo! Yeah.
All right.
Y'all got Stephon Gilmore.
Hey, Kel, you know we're trying to avoid the Washington Redskins, right? You know we're trying to talk on no fast, y'all.
You know you can't.
Because it's your show.
You know you can't.
Yeah, because it's your show.
Go
for it.
You
want
Kel's
corner, bro. What the
commanders
do, man?
What the commanders do? Washington signed offensive tackle and Andre Andrew Wiley, 3 years for real young. Now, did I do that when you was talking about Pittsburgh?
I apologize. And I ain't call your team no bad name either, did I? Did
well,
I? I ain't call your team
bad,
no bad
you,
name.
Y'all funny.
When
you
y'all
talking
bad.
Bad.
I love y'all. I love y'all.
Andrew Wiley, 3 years, $24 million. Offensive lineman, Nick Gates. Nick Gates, 3 years, $16.5 million. With the max value of $18 million, $8 million guaranteed. Defensive lineman Deron Payne. First he was franchise tag. They reached an agreement. 4 years, $90 million, 45 of that 90 guaranteed, and a $28 million signing bonus. Linebacker David Mayo, 1 year extension deal. Cornerback, Danny Johnson, 2 year deal for $7 million with $2.75 million guaranteed. And last but not least, linebacker Kobe Barton, 1 year deal. The offensive line was the weakest point for my team last year. So well, actually, I'm going to say the offense in total. We made mention of Heinicke going to Atlanta. And Heinicke was such a feel-good story. I have nothing bad to say about the man. I wish him all the luck in the world, except for when Atlanta playing Washington.
I know that's right.
But in truth, I didn't see us really getting to that spot we wanted to get to with Heineke there. It just didn't work out right. You know what I mean? So he's gone to Atlanta, like we said, and he's doing good. But Washington is still working on their team. Offensive linemen are the first guys that we've signed in free agency. And Andrew Wiley, he's coming from Kansas City, the Super Bowl winning Kansas City team. And I believe, and I'm sure we are good sense adults here, I believe that signing of Herb Bieniemy is what that offensive tackle to come to Washington. So, you know, again, I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to seeing what my team, my offense. I'm already pretty sure when it comes to my defense, what they're going to do and who they are, but it's the offense, not being able to score more than 15, 17 points a game, that hurt us. That hurt us this season. So hopefully these guys now will get on top of that, and whomever the quarterback will be, whether it be Howell or someone else, I'm rooting for Howell because I believe that young man has all the tricks in his bag that are necessary to be a starting quarterback and be a successful starting quarterback. So, yeah, I'm cool with what we're doing thus far, and I can't wait for the draft. I just can't wait for the draft. That is Washington.
Hey,
thank you.
Hey, you definitely didn't see Heineken being gone. I know that, huh? But when I saw
I'm like,
ooh, I wonder what Kale said. Did you see? I'm saying, you did? You saw them?
Yes.
Him? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Washington
disrespected
the heck out of that man. Washington disrespected the heck out of that. For 2 years straight, he proved that he was a starting quarterback, kept pushing him to the bench. And then that last time, the last straw that broke the Heineke camel back was starting Carson Wentz. And Carson Wentz had that terrible. Carson Wentz didn't even finish the game that the head coach stood on the podium pounding for him. Carson Wentz didn't even finish that game. He looked so terrible. Mm-hmm. So I knew right then and there, as soon as somebody offered Heineke something, he gone. Now, we still have the linebacker Holcomb that's a free agent, and I haven't heard of anyone coming for him, and I really hope that he stays put because Holcomb is a great linebacker. He's a great linebacker. But he's led the team in tackles for 2 years straight with the injury. So, yeah.
Well, can I say it's 57? I hope y'all don't get Orlando Brown because I really definitely want Orlando Brown. You know, we need a blind side. We need a blind side tackle, too.
Hey, look, we already been jacked one time. We don't need to be jacked twice. San Francisco already jacked us. Yeah, y'all want to get us.
New Jack City, baby.
New Jack City, yeah.
But you know what? I must say this. My Bears, I got something to talk about whenever you – not this week, because we done did some trading and done did some other free agent picks up too. So
y'all looking good.
You know, Mr. Kale, if you can give me next week to rephrase, you know, or what have you, you know, but Yeah, man, we did some different things too.
You ain't gotta wait till next week.
I'll be glad.
Show Thursday. We
Hello,
have a show
thank
Thursday.
You. Thank you, sir.
Five
thank you, sir.
5 p.m.
Well, you know, we only got three more shows, y'all.
Or the week after that.
We only got three more shows before baseball season starts. And we ain't said nothing about baseball yet.
We said, y'all seen the
classic? Yeah, I saw it.
No, y'all ain't seen it.
I heard about it.
USA
I heard
is
about
paying
it.
People up right now. USA
it
is paying people up right now. I'm talking about beating them 12-1.
Yeah.
I like
that
picture
last night.
Format.
It ain't do nothing but increase my hunger for the regular season. It just increased my hunger.
See the picture last
season.
Night. He struck out Soto. The dude from Seattle, Rodriguez, and he struck out Bebe. He looked so good, they signed him to a contract last night right after the game.
Yeah.
I know, that's
oh,
right.
Man.
Come
oh,
on,
man.
In.
Hey, proving your worth. Proving your worth.
Proving your worth. That's it.
When they call your number, you better be ready. I'm telling you. And
you know what, sis? You great, sis, because that's exactly what he said. Though he said it in Spanish, but he said, which translated into, they called my number, and I stepped up to the plate.
I cannot win. Mm.
Moolah. All he said is moolah, moolah, moolah.
I
yeah,
can't. We need the one of y'all right now. No.
Yeah, no.
See, this is right now on the NFL Network, what would Aaron Rodgers' trade to the Jets mean for wide receiver Garrett Wilson and running back Breece Hall? My goodness. The NFL, when they have a player that they are behind, they saturate.
Yeah.
The media with it. They saturate the media with it. And I'm like the Ramsey trade to Miami. I'm looking at it like, okay, Ramsey went to Miami. He going to get burnt down there like he was getting burnt. Even before that.
This Aaron Rodgers trade, though, Kale, releases about 20 other trades or 20 other movements within the NFL if he just goes ahead and makes his move. A lot of people just waiting on him to make a move so they can see where we're going to spend our money at, because he is holding some things back. He's holding up. People are not. Go ahead.
With that being said, just like when I was watching Speak, T.J. Huzmanzada said, if I was the players on that Jets team and Aaron Rodgers was coming in without not knowing about the list, right, his list of wants, I would be great with him coming in. But then after I seen the list of the people that he wanted, now I'm mad. Now I'm beat off. I'm pissed off. I'm all kind of – I don't even want to play with you, sir.
I'm sure the Jets can arrange for you not to play with him if that's what you want. But they want Aaron Rodgers. They done sent too many people out there to get him, so they don't care what the rest of the players want. They want Aaron Rodgers.
That is so terrible.
But my thing is, why all of this playing around? Because, like Chris
they
said,
already got the
you're holding
one
up the
built
NFL,
up into...
bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You holding up the NFL,
yeah.
Man. You flattening the tire, and everyone is ready to roll, except for you, again, as Cap said.
That's his MO, yeah,
arrogant,
like you said.
With his arrogant self, you know? Come on,
yeah,
bro.
He is arrogant.
Like you said, Kale, again, that's his MO. He did it last year. That cost him Devontae Adams, you know, playing around last year, not knowing what, you know, he's chilling, not knowing what he's going to do. And Devontae, like you say, he said, man, I got to move on. I got to make a decision. So So he's holding, like you said, the careers and decisions of other people because he likes that. He has the power. As long as he has the power in his hand, he's cool. He just has his arrogancy, his ego, and all that stuff. But if he doesn't have power, he want to cry and whine, you know, when things don't go his way.
Yeah, narcissistic.
He is.
Devontae Adams loves Garoppolo. He's so excited right now. He like a little kid with all the candy. Like,
watch the Raiders.
Adams,
watch
like,
the
oh,
Raiders.
He has Garoppolo? Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Watch
we got
the Raiders.
But the Raiders traded away that tight end as well. They traded away that I forgot his name. The tight
I know
end
you're talking
for the
about.
Raiders.
But that opened them up, though, Kale, to give them more money under the salary cap. They were talking about that. It gave them more money under the salary cap to go out there and get some more players. So, really, the Raiders are looking good with grabbing grabbing him, that dude. Yeah, Garoppolo.
Yeah, grabbing Garoppolo.
Just call him Jimmy G, porn star G.
Yeah,
Jimmy G.
Porn star Jimmy.
I was really mad at San Francisco this morning because they snuck in there, man. They were the only team that could have got came in there and got him from under us like that, and they did it with no remorse at all. You sorry?
I love you too.
But you know what?
We love you too.
Phil, with y'all made addition with subtraction. Y'all made addition by subtraction. By y'all freeing up Heineke, man, that does make a lot of clarity for y'all team. And then y'all can establish, hey, who's going to be the quarterback, and let's get everybody get on board. It ain't no division, you know. Let's go in and get this young man to try this, his team. Or like you said, or whoever else they get, let's go with it and let's see, you know. So, that's good business for y'all, you know. It is.
I can't wait to hear what Cap going to say about the Ravens. I can't wait.
Well, I think they're trying to blackball Lamar. I think they're trying to blackball Lamar. I think they're trying to strong arm him and blackball him. I think they're trying to do all that to him.
That's exactly.
Just explain. You're not good enough for us to pay you, but if anybody else does, they're giving us 2 first-round picks. Come on, man.
That's
if
right.
If you ask him for 2 first-round picks for this man, you know his value. Why y'all playing this game?
Exactly.
You know his value.
If you want, exactly, Kale.
They're sticking together. The owners are sticking together.
The way you said it just now made it so plain and simple. If he's not worth it and y'all don't want to pay him, why are you asking for 2 first-round picks? That don't even make sense.
And his team saying once the draft, his team saying once the draft starts, they sure that the Ravens will take a first and maybe a third or a second. But still, those are value picks. Those are value positions. So you know this man is a value player. Please, man, to stop all this chicanery.
They don't want to do it because they want to negotiate. They don't want to do it. First of all, he a black man, black quarterback, got his mama negotiating for him. All of that is like boom, boom, boom. It's shots against him. Shots against him.
Let alone, he's a
great athlete. You know what I mean?
But hold
like,
on, I asked that. Remember, I asked that question.
I'm going to tell you.
And everybody said no. His mom is not making a difference. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Cap. Go ahead, Cap.
No, listen. Let me tell you. Lady T hit on it. The biggest problem with the Lamar Jackson deal and with all these bigotous and racist owners, a black woman is involved in negotiations, and they're sick, and they're going to make a precedent. It's about that black. It's about his mama. It's about his mama. You know white men don't play that women stuff, especially a black man. Is you crazy? Have you forgot where you come from, boy?
And then most of the white men, they quote-unquote Jews. You know what I'm saying? Like Jews. And, you know,
what?
They don't want to talk to no woman.
The good old boy.
She's a hell of a negotiator, too.
Hey, can I play the devil's advocate real quick? Can it be that they found out that they can win without Lamar Jackson? That they get, they can build their team and they got to pay him all that money, and that boy Huntley can come off and do a good enough job with them to get them to the Super Bowl. I mean, hey, Flacco did it. Flacco did it and won a Super Bowl, and he had a great team. Y'all even said it the other day. Hold on. Y'all said it the other day. Flacco didn't win that Super Bowl. Ray Lewis won that Super Bowl. So maybe they're saying if we did it one time, we can do it again. We don't need no $200 million quarterback.
Okay.
Do they have a
Ray Lewis put on their team right now?
And what was your safety name back then? What was Ed Reed? Do they have another Ray Lewis? Terrell Suggs?
Ed Reed.
They got a good defense. Cap can tell you that. We got a great defense.
It was a great defense. A great defense won. This is a good defense. We had a great defense.
Okay. Well, how many other than San Francisco, and how many teams out there really got a great defense right now? Most of them just got good defense.
Many.
Name one team other than defense. There you go.
Excuse me.
Yeah, but
you want to stop dismissing my boys, man. We were the number three.
Hey, bro, I didn't say anything derogatory about your team, bro. I just said name a team out there other than San Francisco that got a great defense. A great defense.
You know what? This season, Washington defense is going to make you put some respect on our name. How about that?
Okay.
This season, Washington defense is going to make you put some respect on our name. Because you just keep overlooking.
What's your name, though?
Excuse me?
Which name?
but which name?
What?
I'm sorry. Which name are you going to use, though?
I think we...
Yes, lady.
Or which name you going to use?
Washington. The same as always.
Washington.
That ain't your team.
Washington
is
the Commanders.
Okay.
I'm going to say it for him because he's not going to say it. Y'all just trying to bag my co-host. And I got his back.
So what happened?
Washington Commanders.
Hey, it's funny.
I got his back.
We start the show with Bama's of a Feather, and we end the show with Bama's of a Feather. Come on, Lady T.
We'll talk
y'all
to you Friday, Gail.
Y'all know what I'm about to say. Thank y'all for joining us for these 2 hours. Listen, it was amazing. This conversation that we had today, all the conversation, all the topics was amazing, you guys. Thank y'all so very much. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for the support. DMV Kale and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Hey, I enjoy you guys coming off the weekend. This was amazing. And I wanted to also say keep in prayer. Keep in prayer all the sick and shut in, you guys. Don't forget our sick and shut-in people, okay? Don't forget them, and we love them all. And I want to say one more thing. Thank you all for your support in the popcorn fundraiser that I was doing, that I am still doing. Thank you guys for the support. KK, she was just here. She was saying hi to everybody. She wants to say thank you as well. Kale, you have the last and final word. Love you guys.
All right. All right, all right. Hey, nothing does my heart more better than we put a smile on a child's face. You know what I mean? The closest thing to the God we serve is a child. So to have a child smiling, great work, guys. Great work. Brother Ted, Brother Cap. Brother Ted, Brother Cap, we want to hear y'all free agency on Thursday with your guys' team. Tell us what's happening. What's going on? Hey, y'all know what I always say. If you love them, they should already know. We'll check y'all Thursday, 5 p.m. Until then, Y'all be good.
Yeah.
Got it, I got it.
Lost a knife on me. Don't know where I will be. Don't know who I will be. Yeah, yeah. Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. Yeah. All my haters, you know he be fighting. Yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me. Yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that.